buddy Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my buddy Tom Fairbanks. Tom, the bird baths were frozen. A light freeze. You know, that is one of our indicators on how cold it was here.
And every time you say that, I get the image of Woodstock out there skating.
No. Well, let's say I've got five bird baths. So when all of them have a thin coat of ice on them, it means it was pretty cold last night. It's going to be cold for three or four nights.
We're going to have several nights in the upper 20s.
Uh-oh. Cover up what you can. And, of course, remember the pets, the pipes. I remembered the pipes. I was just in bed last night. I got up and remembered, oh, my gosh, I got to go outside and put the normal blankets around all the pipes, the faucet levels. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Today is Thursday, January 9th, 2025. Today is the National Day of Mourning for President Jimmy Carter. I don't know if any of our listeners heard some of the ceremony, but I'll tell you, when they did Amazing Grace, it brought a couple of tears to my eyes this morning. We're in the Green Things, Zocalo Village Studios, and we are in the Bustos Media Center, and we're located in central Tucson. And I say that now because a lot of people have been thinking that we're actually out at Green Things doing the show, which wouldn't be bad. I mean, it's a great location on their 13 acres, but they have the naming rights to the show when we're on the air here. And we're at 10:30 KVOI, Tucson's voice for trusted news and talk. I was pretty excited last week, and the reaction, thank you to all the people who sent congratulatory notes, that we completed 14 full years with the radio show on Thursday. That means we launched into year 15, and for me, that's 37th year now in Tucson radio and TV. We have our worldwide live listening, all of our podcasts at buckmastershow.com. When we do our telephone interviews, our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. On Tuesday, Tucson Mayor Regina Romero presented her annual Report to Tucsonan speech at a well-attended event at the Tucson Convention Center. The centerpiece of the address was the upcoming early March vote on what is termed Proposition 414, and that's being called the Safe and Vibrant City Ballot Measure, which would raise the city sales tax by a half cent and bring in about $80 million per year. And Mayor Romero joins me now in studio. Good to see you, Mayor.
Good to see you, Bill.
I think
happy
we can
New
still
year.
Say Happy New Year.
Yes,
you know, we're
absolutely.
9 days into the New Year.
I just came back to work on Monday, so
there
yes, I am
so,
still saying
so Happy New Year.
Year.
So did I characterize that? That was the centerpiece, really, of the speech.
Yes, yeah. We have been working, Mayor and Council, our city manager, our chief of police, fire chief and 911 communications director, as well as all of the other departments in our city, have been working together hand in hand to put these programs, like a putting the right work in the right hands approach. And I would say we've been doing this work collectively for the last 4 years, and it is paying dividends. And so since the Doug Ducey flat tax is going to affect our revenues, we decided last year, in partnership with all of the departments in the city of Tucson, and in conversation based on surveys and public hearings and different processes we've had, based on the priorities of Tucsonans, we put together Proposition 414, which is a toolbox to creating a safe and vibrant city that is based on evidence and data that is proving that this types of investment is good for our community and will create a safer community for all.
Some people are saying, why not just let the feds send some money to us?
Well, you know, I think that as mayor of the city of Tucson, we need to take control of our own destiny in our hands. We cannot rely on the federal government, especially now with the Trump administration, that will be very vindictive, to be frank, with blue cities around the country. We had the city of Tucson, and I had an incredible partner in President Biden and Vice President Harris. We saw hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funds flowing into Tucson. But that is not going to be the case with this particular president. And based on the Doug Ducey flat tax, we are, when the economy, by the way, is roaring, we are going to see less funds, state shared revenue funds, coming to Tucson because of the flat tax. And that flat tax, those revenues are going to go directly to the hands of millionaires and corporations in this state.
And we, an example of some of the federal money that had been coming and will be coming, but the tap may be going dry here, was this, I forget, you can fill me in, how many millions of dollars for this recycling, water recycling
Absolutely.
Plant.
We're so happy because, you know, Tucson Water, mayor and councils, past and present, have been very focused on making sure that our water resources are safe and clean and that we are saving for the future. We want to make sure that we have water for the next seven generations in our community. So with the inflation, thanks to the Inflation Reduction Act, something that President Biden and Vice President Harris have really pushed for, the city of Tucson is about to receive almost $100 million so that we can return some of the water to Lake Mead and help preserve its health. Because of the drought and climate change, we are seeing incredibly dangerous levels of water in Lake Mead. And then the other 80-something million dollars is going to go for the city of Tucson and Tucson Water to build a purifying plant so that we can reuse our wastewater and not lose it, by the way. The wastewater is being dumped into the Santa Cruz River and it leaves Tucson. We want to be able to reuse that water and purify it so that we can blend it with our potable water.
You know, getting back to the sales tax increase, you have Republicans calling it's a slush fund, and then you have the Metro Chamber came out against it, didn't like it because it increases taxes. With the slush fund, I think their argument is, well, why is the city asking for this money? Why didn't the city just be more prudent in the budgeting for supporting first responders, police and firefighters?
Yeah. First and most importantly, the chamber and others have been asking and demanding, actually, for the mayor and council to continue funding public safety, to hire more police officers, address homelessness, and invest in keeping our city clean. And when the mayor and council presents them with a plan, a toolbox that our chief of police, our fire chief, our 911 director, we have an incredible coalition of supporters. Both police and fire unions are supporting. Affordable housing developers are supporting. We have incredible groups in our community. Desiree Cook, that's creating tiny homes for youth that are aging out of foster care. Bruce Burke, who has always been an education advocate. We have so many different groups supporting this because they see that working together, creating safety for our community, and that we have prevention strategies, right? Mm-hmm. When we present them a plan that is well thought out, that is being put to work right now, they say no.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very unfortunate that they're saying no to an initiative that has such support from our public safety folks, from affordable housing developers, And so I, you know, I'm so kind of dumbfounded.
Saying,
yeah, I'm a little dumbfounded that they've been asking us to do this. And unfortunately, because we are losing funds, state shared revenue funds, that their party gave to corporations and millionaires, we are stuck with the bill. And we want to be able to invest in ourselves and create a safe and vibrant city for all. And we're not only investing in public safety, but we're investing millions of dollars in affordable housing, millions of dollars in youth employment, in workforce development, and childcare, preventative investments so that we can try and prevent and interrupt crime.
So before we take the break, so what I'm hearing you say, Mayor, is when these people are saying no to this, they're in effect saying no to our police and our first responders and our fire people.
Well, absolutely. They cannot speak out of both sides of their mouth. This is an initiative that is supported by both police and fire unions, by affordable housing developers. It is a holistic and complete approach on how to approach community safety and vibrancy in our community. And they're saying no. So we are going to move forward. We have an incredible coalition of supporters. And I know that Tucsonans believe in investing in ourselves. We have been proving that, approving Proposition 101, Proposition 407, Proposition 411. We will continue to do so with 414.
Okay, and rather than keep this caller, Mayor, on hold through the break, why don't we, Tom, why don't we go ahead and hear what Debbie has to say? She has a question for Mayor Romero. Go ahead, Debbie.
Hi, thanks, Bill. Hi, Mayor. What you're saying is kind of not making sense to me, because when you were running for re-election, you said that you were already doing these things, and you said how well they were working. And now you're telling us that you have a plan to do these things, that these are the things you need to do in the future. So were you already doing them, or are you going to do them? And the budget increased tremendously. So I don't think you're making sense.
Thank you so much. Fair question, Debbie. We have been doing them. Thanks to the support of the federal government. We just talked earlier about the American Rescue Plan dollars. The city of Tucson received millions of dollars in Rescue Plan dollars. We received millions of dollars in Inflation Reduction Act, in other federal funds. And we created programs that did not exist in the city of Tucson, but these programs are data-driven, and we are seeing results. For example, one of the programs that we instituted was the Place Network Investigation. And we've been able, with the holistic approach that we've been taking, we've been able to reduce crime and gun violence in three different areas of our community by 80%. So we have been doing them. And in order to continue to do them the next 10 years, we are putting in front of the voters of Tucson Proposition 414 so that we can continue doing what has given us such good results.
And there will be oversight for this, right?
Absolutely.
So the voters are going to... If they vote for this, they can be assured, Mayor Romero, that there will be oversight, and basically what is being proposed is what they will get.
Absolutely. There is an independent, citizens-led oversight commission that our city manager is going to appoint based on, you know, the talents that people bring to the table. And so it is going to be an unbiased, citizen-led oversight commission that will make sure that every cent is spent the way that we're telling our community it's going to be spent.
All right, we'll take a break right here. A short break on the Buckmaster Show, Thursday edition. By the way, our Friday Focus interview tomorrow, she was just sworn in this week, Laura Conover, for another four-year term. The Pima County Attorney will be here, and my guest media reporter, co-host, will be Dan Scheer from the Green Valley News. That's tomorrow. But right now, we take the break, and then more with Mayor Romero right after this.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Take the Regional Transportation Authority's brief survey of its draft $2.46 billion Regional Transportation Plan. The 20-year RTA Next Draft Plan includes roadway, transit, safety, bicycle, pedestrian, and environmental improvements for the greater Tucson region. The RTA Board will consider your feedback before it prepares a final draft for voter consideration as early as November 2025. We invite you to take our brief survey at rtanext.com.
Buckmaster Show listeners know that I'm passionate about travel. When I'm ready to take off on a new adventure, my air travel begins and ends at Tucson International Airport. TUS is nonstop for our community and Southern Arizona. So remember, to fly local, fly Tucson. Tucson International is nonstop for Tucson. More at flytucson.com. Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is the gold standard for quality and professionalism for picture framing, custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and hanging and lighting solutions. Come in for your design session or set it up electronically. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and now doing e-commerce at moesgallery.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show and the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. We love green things. Jan and Jack, the owners, very hands-on. For sure, one of them's over there almost every day at the property, 3384 East River Road, just west of the Brandy Fenton Park. And their Zocalo Village is a great addition to the business. And now they're featuring Zocalo Fountains. So I love to hear that sound of water. I've got a little fountain in our backyard. Just, it's so soothing to have that. So you might want to check that out the next time you're over at Green Things, greenthingsaz.com. And the sister business is Zocalo Village, and their website is zocalovillage.com. Mayor Romero is with us in studio, in the Green Things studio, and we've been talking about her report to Tucsonan's speech. And there are a couple of things, of important areas that you did cover in the speech, and affordable housing. It's a huge issue. And the unsheltered population. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, they do that census count on how many unsheltered people there are in Tucson, and it has been going up.
Yes, it has been going up after COVID. We saw more families and seniors
living out of their car
or at a friend's house. And so, as a matter of fact, I wanted to talk to you about, in terms of affordable housing and shelter, about two things. One, that today is a day of remembrance of President Carter. And later on today, I'm going to go to a ribbon cutting to the Milagro on Oracle. It's a senior housing that because of my pushing the city of Tucson to creating a housing affordability strategy and of my pushing of us creating our own development arm to create our own affordable housing, we are going to be celebrating 66 new affordable units for seniors. And some of those units are going to be reserved for the formerly unsheltered.
Good.
And this was because of millions of dollars in low-income housing tax credits, in federal funds, both HUD and American Rescue Plans. We cobbled together more than $20 million to create the Milagro on Oracle. And, you know, I was listening to the funeral of
President
Carter this morning, and what he did to bring attention to affordable housing through his work with Habitat for Humanity. Mm-hmm. The decency of this individual to know that housing stability is a human right. Mm-hmm. And so it is a very appropriate day to be able to cut the ribbon to Milagro on Oracle. Because the Safe and Vibrant City Initiative will create about $140 million in the next 10 years to fund and reduce homelessness and provide stable housing in order to ease pressure on the emergency services that it creates. So it is pretty incredible that the work that we have been able to do the last 6 years, a housing first program that didn't exist within the city of Tucson, the motels that the city purchased through federal funds, the Wildcat Inn, for example.
Rundown, vacant,
were
the Wildcat Inn was one of these properties,
properties that we purchased. The Wildcat Inn, and a lot of people say, well, you know, these housing first approach is only helping people on fentanyl. We have 60 children, 60 babies and children that TUSD buses go and pick up in the morning at the Wildcat Inn. These are parents and children that were unhoused, that the city of Tucson is helping move from unhoused to permanent housing. And the stability that it creates is very, very important. And all this work is to make sure that it's working together to create a more safe city for all of us. And so it's an appropriate day to be able to celebrate Milagro on this day that we are honoring President Jimmy Carter.
You know, with your plan to plant as many trees as possible, how is that going? Is that moving along?
Yes, it is moving along. As a matter of fact, the city of Tucson received a $5 million urban forestry grant from the federal government so that we can continue that work.
We've interviewed Nicole Gillette.
Yeah.
And what a sharp young lady.
Absolutely. We have an incredible team at the city
of Tucson. Her title, I guess, Urban Forestry Manager.
Yeah. All of these new programs have been created because, as we are seeing, my heart goes out, by the way, to California.
Oh.
We are seeing the effects of climate change in California and throughout the country. We get very, very, wildfires that we're seeing have never been seen before in the LA area.
Yeah.
And so we've got to take action on climate change, and we're doing that. We're not wasting 1 minute in the city of Tucson. We lost more than 500 trees this past monsoon. We have to catch up, and we have to continue investing on planting trees in the city of Tucson and doing climate action work to prevent what is happening in the world is important.
Yeah, I mean, it just breaks your heart to see what's going on over in Los Angeles, that Pacific Palisades area, I think it's one of the most beautiful areas of the country. And it's you see the before and after pictures. It just really breaks your heart. So before we let you go here, Mayor, kind of your takeaway message for kind of the state of the city, and that's kind of what the address used to be called, kind of how would you characterize the state of this city?
We have proven to Tucsonans that this mayor and council knows how to move us forward. We are seeing unprecedented investment in our city, both from voter-approved initiatives like 411, in our roads, which is something that Tucsonans want. Tucsonans want us to invest in community and public safety. Tucsonans want us to make sure that we're doing something about unsheltered homelessness and affordable housing. We have been doing it for the past 5 years. We must continue to do it and do it together, because we need the coalition of supporters that we have now is saying yes to continue investing in ourselves. Moody's gave the city of Tucson
a better credit rating
because we know how to work with our budget. Financially, we have done incredible things to stabilize the city of Tucson. So we know how to do it. We have a plan, and we have been successful in investing in ourselves. Now we have to continue doing it.
Okay, Mayor Romero, thanks for coming in. Great to see you. Have a great, hope your new year is going well.
So. Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate you.
All right, thank you very much. Take a break right here. Coming up after the break, travel talk with our friend Ryan Hansen, and that's coming up right after this break.
Dine in or take out authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza at Vero Amore, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, and panini are homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore, on the web at veroamorepizza.com.
Hi, this is Irene Coppola, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona. The BBB sets the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the resource to turn to for the objective, unbiased information on businesses offering national and local consumer services online and in person. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau at bbb.org.
The nonprofit Tucson Wildlife Center has been helping injured, sick, and orphan wildlife in Southern Arizona since 1999. They're dedicated to the rescue, medical care, and rehabilitation of sick, injured, and orphan wildlife, with the goal of releasing them back to their natural habitat. Around 5,000 animals a year come to them, as they are the only wildlife rescue in Southern Arizona. All made possible through donations. They receive no government funding. Please donate at TucsonWildlife.com.
Are you ready to immerse yourself in a diverse culture while wandering through bustling markets, sampling exotic cuisines, or forging connections with people from all walks of life? Well, Bon Voyage Travel is here to plan your perfect journey. Whether you're setting off on a solo expedition, embarking on a group adventure, or simply dreaming of far-off destinations, we can help create your custom experience. The road ahead is filled with endless possibilities. Visit bvtravel.com to find your specialized Bon Voyage Travel advisor today.
The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The News and Sun's media reach 75% of the region through newspapers, websites, social media, video, newsletters, and more. They also produce more than a dozen print and digital magazines annually for an audience of 70,000. Find them at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita's Sun, covering your hometown.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org. All righty then, let's talk travel. Time for Insider Travel Talk on the Buckmaster Show with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen. Rhino is President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel, Arizona's premier travel agency. Since 1976, the Bon Voyage travel experts are standing by right now. They are ready, able, and they are excited about creating your trip of a lifetime. There are three Southern Arizona Bon Voyage offices, River and Campbell, Green Valley, and Oro Valley. BVTravel.com, the first stop in making your travel dreams come true. Here he is, Mr. Ryan Hansen. Hey, Rhino, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Bill?
Doing real well. I'm excited about another travel expo put on by Bon Voyage. I've had a lot of people saying, is Bon Voyage doing the travel show again? And the answer is a very emphatic yes.
Yeah, it's a resounding yes. We love the travel show. Not only does it bring a whole lot of experts from outside of Tucson, it brings our experts, our advisors, first to the forefront to be able to meet people and kind of help them get inspired. It always starts with inspiration, doesn't it, Bill?
Isn't
you
it?
Start dreaming about your trip before
oh,
you're
yeah.
planning it, right? You can't plan yep. it till you lay at night and dream of some destinations you and I, I'm sure, are going to touch on here mm-hmm. on the show here in the next half hour. But the next best place to start really after your dreams is the travel show February 16th. At the Hilton El Conquistador Hotel from 11 to 3 p.m. There's over 40 travel experts this year, new. We're bringing in some specialists from Australia, Costa Rica, and
wow.
Ireland to give a highlight to some of our favorite destinations and how and why and where and when do you get all those questions answered. Maybe not all in that one stop, but you get started at the travel show. So if you're interested in those destinations or anywhere else in the world, this is a great place because we really do have the world covered. We're always talking Alaska. That's such a hot destination for a Tucsonan to escape the heat in the summertime is an Alaska cruise or maybe just a land trip up into Denali. So we've got Alaska experts on hand as well. But that's an annual thing. We always have that. So register. Best place to go. You always highlight it, Bill, and I appreciate mm-hmm. it. Best place to go right now is bvtravel.com. Right at the top of the page is a bar that talks about saving the date, and you can click there to get more information. And there will be constant updates in regards to when is the Australia presenter going to be having his presentation. We'll have that all updated here in the coming days and weeks ahead.
And they can find out about the Hansen Buckmaster presentation as well.
Our top travel trends, destinations, how do you go to certain places and what people are talking about. It's really what I love about it, Bill, is not only are you extremely well-traveled, it puts us together in a room to be able to talk things that we're passionate about, but also give some insight to some people about what we're seeing because we're kind of close to the ground, you as a traveler, me as being in the mm-hmm. industry. I think we always come up with something unique that most people go away with saying, I never thought of that type of travel or that hotel or that destination. We'll have something good on hand. So you and I will be kicking off. We usually start the event, so we'll be kicking off the event early. So if you want to hear me and Bill on stage and come see us, we'd love to interact with you. We love good questions, don't we?
We do. I love the questions. There's always great travel questions. I was happy to see USA Today that they put out their top 10 off the beaten path list for 2025. And I was excited because four of the destinations, Ryan Hansen, are on the Buckmaster top 25 list. Bora Bora, Moorea, French Polynesia. Ryan, you know how I feel about French Polynesia. Chile, Patagonia, Kenya. And I love Banff, Lake Louise, Alberta. So I was happy to see those made the list.
after we shared the list and started talking back and forth, I had to double take to see if this was your list or the USA Today's list.
It's so, very close.
Illuminates your well-traveled experiences and what you love about travel. And boy, the destinations were diverse. That was one of the things that came to mind. As you said, you go from sun and sand in Bora Bora and French Polynesia and the crystal clear waters and the lagoons and the motus that are offered in French Polynesia to Greenland. And the stark difference in the geography and the number of people is probably close on one of those motus in French Polynesia and traveling to Nuuk, Greenland, where I think the population sits around 24,000 people in their capital.
Yeah.
But then, you know, traversing, as you mentioned, to Chile, and I loved the Tsavo National Park in Kenya that gives you an opportunity to get a little bit of the same feel of a safari, but maybe not necessarily the potential crowds of that Maasai Mara movement that people want to see, and it's a very popular place there. But you love Alberta, and for all the right reasons, with Banff and Jasper. Lake Louise has their ice festival that's coming back in 2025. So there's, in addition to beautiful hotels and great vistas and wonderful outdoor activities in Alberta, you've got event-driven travel, which is something we talk about often. So these destinations offer a little bit of everything.
And your travel specialist can put people on the Gauguin cruise out of Papeete, the main island of Tahiti. That's a terrific 7-day, it can even be 10, introduction to French Polynesia.
Great option to start you out in Papeete. You do hit all the popular spots at Bora Bora and Moorea, but then you get to some of the, what's great about the French Polynesian owned Paul Gauguin is they have some islands and motus that they own themselves that they're able to go to that really are off the beaten path. But there's many, many options for all these destinations, but we're talking cruise for Paul on the Paul Gauguin. Maybe you go in early and you take advantage of an over-the-water bungalow at a 5- or 6-star resort in Bora Bora or Moorea to give you an extension and that land experience where you kind of settle into one place for multiple days. That's an outstanding option for you in French Polynesia.
The whole industry is really looking at record numbers of travelers, but some things, Ryan Hansen, haven't changed, have they, when it comes to really kind of the rules of etiquette of traveling?
Something we don't talk enough about, probably, Bill, right? And I think everyone, once we go down this list, I think most travelers, it will tick maybe a frustration moment on a trip of a fellow traveler who took their shoes off on an airplane. And, you know, why do we have to even mention that that's a travel etiquette? But you do, right? And it's some simple things that I think can make I'll highlight a few of them that can make your travel experience just a little bit better. For one, when it's time to deplane, you don't need to be the first one to jump up from row 36 to try to beat the guy in row 2.
Jump over a couple seats. Ramp.
Right. Just we're all going to get there. The thought that I would give people is if you have travel anxiety and you need to get off the plane quickly, maybe you have a tight layover. Maybe you have a meeting to get to. Maybe you just want to get to that over-the-water bungalow as fast as humanly possible. It requires you to pay potentially to reserve a seat that's closer to the front of the plane. Know yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Know yourself. If you have that anxiety of needing to get off the plane, pay a little bit of it advance early. And if you know that you have travel anxieties in regards to potentially missing a flight, having a cancellation happen, and that derails your travels, look for nonstop flights. Mm-hmm. Book flights that have longer layovers. Maybe you say, wow, in the grand scheme of things, I'd rather make the flight and have a 2-hour layover than have a 40-minute layover and potentially miss my flight. You got to know yourself. And that's one thing about travel is you got to understand who you are as a traveler. One of the things I loved on this list, Bill, that I thought it made a lot of sense, and I do it, but does everybody else? You need to use the airline's app.
Yes.
If you download the app from the airline, you are going to be more knowledgeable about your plane's delays, gate changes, arrival times. It's amazing how that app will update almost before a pilot will even make an announcement over the intercom to the gate or to the plane of people. The app is the fastest and most quick in regards to those updates. And when you have a chance to have to deal with the cancellation bill, the app can actually do it for you. You don't have to stand in the line at the airport at O'Hare in January when you're snowed in and everybody's there. Go on the app. More times than not, you will have an opportunity to reach, to change your flight, update your situation through the app than having to stand and talk to somebody. I get it. Technology can be an inhibitor sometimes. It can be a barrier for most. But that, for travelers, might be something in 2025 that should be on your resolution list. If you don't use an airline app, it's time to start learning, because that's going to help you dramatically in your travels.
And another quick thought about the layovers. If you see a connection that's 20 minutes and you're seeing some of those up in you see some of them in Phoenix, or in Dallas, you know, it's tight connection, 35 minutes. You know, you've got to really think about, maybe that is, your bags aren't going to make it.
Bags aren't going to make it. You might not make it, right? And the rule of thumb for myself, and not to say that I'm the quintessential or prototypical traveler, but when I travel internationally, and if I'm booking my own air, and I'm looking at that first stop into international destinations or the first stop on the return, I give myself 2 hours minimum.
Yeah.
Because I want to make sure it all depends. Do they do customs and border patrol on the outbound destination, or is it on the inbound? You never know how that's going to go. Give yourself the time. You'd rather be laid over for an extra hour than miss a flight, and then Lord knows how long you might be laid over making the next connection. It could be a half a day, depending on availability.
All right, Ryan Hansen, when we continue with this month's edition of Travel Talk, bucket list splurge travel really is taken off. And so is traveling. A lot of solo women now traveling. A couple of the trends that we're going to talk to Ryan Hansen about after we take a quick break.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastropub, serving an ever-changing menu of craft beer and fine fare. Savor the majestic mountain views from the perfect for any season spacious patio at West Lambert Lane and North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies. On the web at noblehops.com. You can now review and comment on the Regional Transportation Authority's draft $2.46 billion regional transportation plan at one of several upcoming RTA Next open houses. The draft 20-year plan includes roadway, transit, safety, bicycle, pedestrian, and environmental improvements for the greater Tucson region. It's your plan. Tell us what you think. Learn more and find dates for an upcoming open house near you at rtanext.com.
Tucson International Airport, we are nonstop for our community. Our main priorities are providing a safe and secure travel experience and excellent customer service. We are also nonstop for landing prosperity in Southern Arizona by attracting new flights for business travel and family getaways. When your airport thrives, our community thrives. So fly local, fly TUS. Tucson International Airport is nonstop for Tucson.
Nestled in the foothills of the Santa Rita Mountains of southeastern Arizona is Equine Voices and Sanctuary, home to horses and burros that were rescued from neglect, abuse, abandonment, and slaughter. Please consider Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary with a financial gift of support and estate remembrance. Learn more about our vision and values at equinevoices.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. And your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news.
You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than a half century, Tucson gardeners trust Green Things, a family-owned and operated retail and wholesale plant nursery, offering an amazing variety of plants, trees, cacti, pottery, and so much more, all at great prices. The 13.5-acre site by the Rialto River is also home to the Zocalo Village, specializing in fine Mexican and Latin American imported furniture and art. Green Things open daily at 3384 East River Road and at greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We send so many of our listeners over to a beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment. That would be the southwest portion of New Mexico, Silver City and Grant County. Only about a three-hour drive east of Tucson. So much to do. Lots of outdoor activities. Great eating in where the big question is it red or green for your New Mexican chili cuisine? Check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, and start thinking about a trip over to Silver City. And we're thinking about trips all over the world in part two of this edition of Insider Travel Talk with our travel contributor, Ryan Hansen, President and Chief Operating Officer of Bon Voyage Travel. And Ryan, I'm looking at some of these trends. Trips led by women for just women, one of the big trends of 2025 in your industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Solo travel has been emerging recently, but solo women's travel, and then the next caveat, as you mentioned, guided trips that are women guiding other females and women that are intrepid travelers looking for maybe a little bit of trekking or adventuring, but wanting to do it with other females that are more comfortable, more like-minded type of travelers. I think most of us enjoy meeting unique people and maybe people that are different from us, culturally different from us. But a lot of times the people you travel with, you like to have a common bond. And that could be a definite bond as people that have the same, share the same value system, the same excitements and look at life. And women are really looking at traveling together. And it's an interesting stat that we read on our report here, Bill, that we shared. 82% of women that are going on these women-only wandering-type trips are wanting to come back. They want to travel solo with as solo traveler from their home, but want to join up with a group of like-minded people, and it's women leading women. It's a great opportunity to maybe see a destination that might be a little out of your comfort zone from a destination standpoint or a type of travel, but if you're going with people that are like-minded and it's led by someone that you resonate with, you're all the more comfortable to travel with them.
This bucket list splurge travel, we started talking about this, Ryan Hansen, right after the pandemic when there was so much pent-up demand. People had wonderful destinations that they had to put on the back burner. That is really taking off, that people are saying, hey, let's live in the moment. Let's do this thing this year.
Right. Let's not wait until we are, quote unquote, financially stable enough to splurge on a trip to Antarctica. Let's not wait until, well, there's a lot going on here at the home front, so we'll just take that staycation. More and often than not, people are looking at, hey, physically fit, I'm able to do it now. Maybe in 10 years, I might not be able to make that trek to Antarctica or to hot air balloon in Kenya or Namibia, or to hike and canyoneer in Utah's Zion National Park. Let's take advantage of those things now. So I think a bucket list has kind of always been around, where when people have that big, big dream, what's the one place you've always wanted to go? I think that's been there. But more and more people in 2025 are taking action on those private jets, first class flights, yacht charters, scuba diving trips to the Great Barrier Reef, you name it. That is definitely a motivation for people in their travels.
People talk about authentic travel. You hear a lot about it in your business, Ryan Hansen. What are we talking about when someone says, I want an authentic travel experience?
Yeah, it can be overused, Bill. You've heard that phrase, especially as it relates to travel recently, is I want an authentic trip. And what that means to us here at Bon Voyage is it's not a cookie cutter trip that anybody can just buy off the shelf. The second and maybe more important piece is when I go to a destination, I'm not just going to go to the tourist hotspots. I'm not just going to go to the curio shop that has the T-shirt that says, I love Jamaica, and I'm going to buy that T-shirt. And I say, bingo, I went to Jamaica. It's, I want to get past the tourist areas. I want to travel with guides. I want to use, and I love this, guide masters. That's a phrase that we've come along to here recently. Instead of just eating at the first restaurant you see as you step off the tour bus or off of the cruise ship, I'm going to hire a guide that's going to take me on a tour of India, or I'm going to, we've done it, Bill, you and I have talked about it. Our family this summer in Reykjavik, we didn't just stop at the first restaurant. We hired a food tour guide that took us and we did a sampling of local delicacies that you can only really eat and find in Iceland. So reindeer, and we ate shark, and we ate lots of different things that we might not have tried, but that's an authentic, immersive trip in the destination. As you get past the touristy things and you get to what do the locals do when they're in destination? What restaurants do they eat at? Not just the crab shack style place that you wear the bib and everybody takes their picture at right off the tour bus, but it's getting deeper into the destination.
The Gen Xers, my goodness, one out of three now, pretty much one out of three are making up the global workforce, and they love to travel.
Oh, they are. And the Gen Z generation, and I even think the generations just immediately before that are recognizing the money that they earn, as you mentioned, going to make up almost a third of the global workforce in 2025. They want to spend it on that authentic experience versus things, right? The jewelry, the fashion is kind of not a thing of the past for sure, but it's definitely lower on the prioritization list than traveling to unique destinations and, you know, going to Japan and taking a class, a ninja class. Learning Greek mythology in Greece, not just from a book or a video or a classroom. It's really taking off, and it's what's I'm excited to see is it's impacting and affecting the parents of that Gen Z and Gen Alpha, and now even the Gen Beta. I believe January 1 of this year starts the new generation of Gen Beta, if you were born on January 1 of this year. But it's impacting the parents' decisions on where they're taking their trips as a family, which, by the way, that multi-generational family is a continuing trend, and what the travel industry is referring to as purposeful parenting, utilizing your vacation experiences as educational, enriching, diving in deeper to local communities, understanding sustainable travel, how your travel impacts that local destination, and using it almost as a meaningful cultural exchange experience on these trips with your multi-gen groups versus just, let's go hit the beach, kids. Let's make a sandcastle. Let's do something that's a little bit more purposeful. That's a definitely emerging trend in 2025.
BVTravel.com. First stop in making your travel dreams come true. And when you're thinking about a big trip, maybe you don't want to cruise. You'd like to go by rail. Is that still, we're about out of time, but I know that's that renaissance in rail travel all over the world is happening, Ryan.
Almost a throwback, right, Bill?
Yeah,
you would think that, you know, rail travel of yesteryear is a bygone thing, but the Canadian Rockies is an incredible rail trip. Consider when you're in Europe, instead of renting a car or flying from one destination to another, use the Eurorail. Take the tunnel from London to Paris instead of flying from London to Paris. What an experience. Again, thinking of authenticity, when you get outside of those urban centers and the airport stuff and you ride a train through the countryside, you really get to see more of how people live, and you're going to be definitely immersed in a better way than sitting in an airport flying. So consider a rail trip just for transiting, but the big emergence is staying on a train for a long time.
Thanks, Ryan. Have a great day.